flight director announced earlier that NPM sequence 2 would be running soon. That is the flash sequence, the beginning of the science sampling sequence that governs the remainder of the observation.
All stations flight mark, 60 seconds to Centaur impact. The start of NPM sequence 2.
We've just started sequence 2. This is flash mode now. This will run from 1 minute prior to impact.
Flight to look for sequence 2 start.
3 seconds after impact. We'll then switch to current mode, which will last for 3 minutes. And then the final minute before the Shepard spacecraft impact will be called
flight
crater mode.
Science, please change NIR 1 to OPR 9. Over.
Copy NIR 1 to OPR 9. Command flight set up. Then November or Mike.
Thank you. Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully. They're setting up the flag now. I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
That's all right, I don't mind a bit.
They've got the flag up now, and you can see the stars and stripes on the lunar.
Are you getting a TV picture now, Houston?
Neil, yes, we are getting a TV picture. You're in our field of view now.
I'd like to evaluate the various phases that a bird can traveling on the lunar surface. You do have to be... rather careful to keep track of where your center of mass is. Time to take about two or three spaces to make sure that you've got your feet underneath you. And about two or three or maybe four EV phases can bring you to a fairly smooth stop, like a football player. You just have to put out to the side and cut a little bit.
Pointers look good. 40 and 3. Mr. Galileo was correct in his findings.